Elizabeth, I have a word for you. I saw a whole bunch of different pictures, and I'm like, what are you saying? Just speak plainly, Lord. And all of a sudden, I saw he's going to speak to you in your language. As you know, as you've learned these last 4 years about electricity and power, you get one power cord and you isolate it and the power output is less. But you bring that same power cord in where there's a bunch of other power cords and the power is exponential. And what you've been doing in the natural, that's harmful to the physical body. But in the spirit, what the Lord is saying to you, your namesake, Elizabeth, gave birth to John the Baptist. And you have a calling, I believe, by the Lord to give birth to John the Baptist in the spirit and power of Elijah. Your life's about power. Your life's about spiritual power. And your life's about getting rid of the negative, demonic, destructive, harmful power that destroys people. And so I saw some of those pictures that I saw that I was like, what? I saw you and Richard on an island and water was all around you and the waves were starting to come up higher and come in closer on this island. And the Lord, I believe, take this, pray. I know you will. You guys are mature. But the Lord is letting these waves come up higher because he's going to catch, you're going to catch a wave and rise above. I saw you surfing, like body surfing on these waves in the spirit and power of Elijah, both of you, and giving birth to this John the Baptist call and anointing that's on your life to usher in the power of the Holy Spirit in these last days. And what you're doing is so prophetic. I never saw it until sitting right back there just then. And he just connected the dots for me. It's so prophetic. And I want to encourage you to pray about that picture of the one single cord. And the one single cord, you only have so much power in affecting the room. But you get together in a room full of other believers that are plugged into the right source and flowing in the spirit, and everybody's anointing comes up higher. You know it, Richard. When you get with another prophetic person, your prophetic gift rises. Yours rises, Elizabeth, and everybody else around you. Your the anointing, the water level just rises by being together. And I want to strongly encourage you to really pray about where you're living, because you're isolated. And I know it needed to be, and I know the Lord took you there for a season. It's like taking Paul on the backside of the desert, Saul, to turn him into Paul, right? But these waves are starting to rise and crash where he's going to pick you up and carry you wherever. I don't know where. So we love you two. You know, you're family. You'll always be family to us. But the other thing is I just love for us to lay hands on you two if you're good. Because I saw this massive stream that came from a waterfall, like this rushing river that came as a result of a waterfall falling out of heaven. And I saw it just like in the Grand Canyon, that raging power of this river that cut through rock. And then the next thing I saw is it was going through, and then it came around this sharp curve, and the river split, and a little stream came off of it. And I thought, oh, you know, I want to be there. And then I saw you guys on that little stream that came off of it, And just for a season, I knew it was a season. The Lord set you over there for a season. But then when in this vision, I was brought up high and I could see. And I could see where this stream that came off the raging river goes like curving through, like, what is this? No, it makes no sense. Why are we doing this? Kind of float down the Suwannee River thing. And then all of a sudden, though, that stream takes a sharp curve and pours right back into that mighty rushing river. And so that's what's ahead for you. And that's what Yahweh has for you, is the fullness of the calling that's on your lives, the spiritual calling for both of you. You know, I remember first time I met you, Richard. Well, didn't really meet you yet. You just came to our house church, and Elizabeth didn't want us to know that she was dating you or whatever, and just let the Lord speak. And the Lord called you King Richard, and I was thinking of that back there. That hasn't changed. That anointing to walk in that kind of authority and in the spirit, it's still there. And so, but why I felt like we needed to lay hands on you is when I saw you floating down that little stream, you looked pretty exhausted, you know, just physically, emotionally, and maybe even some spiritual emptiness or exhaustion. And the Lord wants to fill you up, recharge your batteries. Oh, that's good. Plug you in. And I believe he wants to do that tonight, and he wants to do it through us. So if you two wouldn't mind grabbing these two chairs here, let's gather around them. We all have power, the power of Yahweh in us. We actually give off electricity. Our bodies does. And Holy Spirit electricity, if you have the Lord. So we want to, so Yahweh, every good and perfect gift that you've given us, we just freely freely give it. I might be getting a little tipsy. We just freely, come on, everybody, hands on, let's make a chain, let's make a whatever. And just let these guys need a big, 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 deep, 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 deep drink, because you two are deep wells. Yahweh has spent a lot of years carving out of you what didn't need to be there, and lots of hurt, lots of attacks and verbal and just a lot. And he spent a lot of time with his Holy Spirit bulldozer digging out of you these things. And as a result, you have a deep well inside of you. And so, Yahweh, we just ask right now in the power of your Holy Spirit that you would baptize Elizabeth and that you would baptize Richard right now in your Holy Spirit all over again. All over again. Just fill and flood these two vessels. Pour in the river of life into these two wells and let that fountain of living water bubble up from within them, and so much that they can't contain it. And that we just acknowledge and honor the two of you for the call that's on your lives, that calling to speak into, to partner with, to bring out the John the Baptist, those men and women and young people and whomever that are called to live and walk in the spirit and power of Elijah. Oh, that's what's there for you. I mean, it's like this big, big silver platter right here. Right here. So plug them into their calling, Yahweh, right now. Plug both of them into their calling. Plug them into their inheritance. Yahweh, we just call down in the name of Yeshua their inheritance. And we say that they wouldn't miss one drop of their inheritance. in the name of Yeshua.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for refreshing them. Yes. Let your Holy Spirit blow on them and refresh them and fill them and refuel them and empower them and set them on that wave where they're just body surfing and laughing and here we go. And wow, one more time, another wow. Just that whole wow. You were born for this, Elizabeth. You were born for this. What I'm seeing in the spirit, this is what you were born for. You were born to carry an Olympic torch in the spirit. You were born to rise above and believe where nobody else can believe and hold that thing up as high as you can hold it and say, no wave is taking this thing out of my hand. I'm his. I'm going to follow. He's going to flow through me, and we're going to ride these waves. It doesn't matter how high they get. This is what you were born for. Amen. Join the family. Yeah. Rejoice.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. That was so mean. Must be you're doing something right.
Anybody else? So, Richard, whenever I looked in your eye a little bit ago when I hugged you in there, I saw the exhaustion. So what she's saying, you know, is accurate. And Elizabeth, when you came over to me and Sarah earlier, you had all that indecision all over you. You were like, I don't know, we might do this, we might do that. I'm not real sure this, that, the other, you know, not real sure what we're going to do. So now you know. Now you know. You can make a decision, and God's going to lead you. He's going to lead you both. You guys don't need to be in this place, because when you stand still and you're all alone, the enemy's going to have fair game with you. That's why you're tired. Okay? So get plugged in.
Elizabeth, I have seen you take some major hits. And I have seen Richard stand up for you. But since what Rhonda says, you're moving up, you need to have your coverage too. Yeah. Your coverage, prayer coverage, warriors around you. Yeah. And your joy is contagious. I just want to say that when you start laughing, we all start smiling. It's like, yeah, uh-huh. No wonder Richard wanted you to get up here sooner.
I haven't had it though in 3 years. Elizabeth, he's going to bring your bushy tail back.
Oh, here we go.
I have missed that bushy tail.
How many people know about that?
So I'm going to say something. Let's see, how do I say this? Someone I know had a major decision they had to make. And the wife was just, should we, shouldn't we, should we, shouldn't we, should we, shouldn't we? It was just a real ongoing, should we, shouldn't we, maybe this, maybe that, just ongoing, and it was exhausting her. And I said, why don't you just get with the Lord and say, help, just help. And she did. And he said to her, I don't need to tell you because I've already told your husband. And he said to her, I placed you under your husband. And I've spoken to him, and the reason is because you're not looking at your husband and asking, what's the Lord saying? I'm not saying about you. I'm just telling you this other story that's coming to my mind. I'm not saying that about you. So that just keeps coming to my mind. And the part of it that is highlighted to me is Yahweh's already spoken to your husband. So whatever. And he's the head. So Yahweh, we just bless whatever this is that you want to speak through Richard. Whatever it is, we just bless it. We 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 bless it in Yeshua's name. We bless Elizabeth that she's been so faithful. If I had to say one word about Elizabeth, it would be faithful. I mean, I've known her a long time, 25 years probably or more maybe. Really, really known her. And she's just so faithful. And faithful to Yahweh, faithful to people, faithful to the call, faithful to obey. Just such a Sarah anointing on you. Abraham and Sarah thing here, along with Elizabeth and Zechariah. So you guys got it covered. Next.
Can I pray for your eye one more time? Okay. So, Yahweh, I just want to thank you for Richard, Yeshua, and I just ask right now, Yahweh, that you would just heal his eye, Yeshua, that you would bring just attachment to everything that needs to be attached, and that you would bring alignment to every part of his eye, both of his eyes, in Yeshua's name. I just ask, Yahweh, that Richard's eyes would be healed in Yeshua's name. You would just release your healing power into him, Yahweh. And I just ask, Yahweh, that you would just pour out over Richard right now, Yahweh. I thank you for just the example, Yahweh, and just all that you place inside of him and how he loves Elizabeth, Yahweh. And I just thank you for that, like Christ loves the church, Yahweh. And I just thank you for all that you're doing in him. And I ask that you would strengthen him even right now, Yahweh, that you would just pour out your spirit over him, Yahweh, that you would refresh him, Yeshua, right now. In the spirit, I just ask for a refreshing wind, Yahweh, that you would breathe into his inner man right now in Yeshua's name. And that refreshment would just come, Yahweh. And that strength from on high would just come into Richard, Yahweh. That you would release your power into him to heal him, spirit, soul, and body in his eyes in Yeshua's name. And I just thank you for him. And I just ask that even right now that you would just encourage him, that you would, in this next week, that you would just continue to encourage him in his times with you, that you would speak your words of life over him, Yeshua. And I just thank you for Richard, Yahweh. And I thank you for your healing over him. And I thank you for Elizabeth, Yahweh. And I just bless her, Yeshua. I thank you for who you created her to be, Yahweh. Just a gift that she is to all of us, Yahweh, and the joy that she brings, Yeshua. And I just ask, Yahweh, for just a divine alignment just with you, Yeshua, that there would be a divine alignment with heaven, Yahweh, over Elizabeth's mind, Yeshua. And I just ask, Yahweh, that you would supernaturally just place the mind of Christ over her, Yeshua. And I just thank you for her and just bless her, Yahweh. Just bless Richard and Elizabeth right now. Just say, Yahweh, would you bless them and just make your face to shine upon them and just bring your peace in every area. I bless him with the shalom peace of the Most High, Yahweh, in Yeshua's name.
So, before